The Guardian.
What does this correspondence reveal about what these Iraqis are being told by the Home Office?
Well, they haven't been told anything yet. They're going to be told that about 1,400 of them who've been in Britain for several years, at least before 2005, they're people whose asylum claims were rejected by the Home Office, but they haven't been sent back to Iraq, particularly southern and central Iraq, because the government's always considered it too unsafe to send them back. And therefore have kept them on what's called hard case support. This is very minimal welfare support, which is living in no-choice accommodation with vouchers for essential items, only utility bills paid, and in some cases three meals a day they're provided, but that's it. And what they're being told now is that the government has decided that it is safe to send them back to central and southern Iraq, and that unless they voluntarily return and sign up to go home, they will face losing all this basic support they have and indeed face the possibility of destitution.
Does the government give any explanations to why it considers these areas of Iraq now safe?
Well, that's a political question for Iraq. They've, since 2005, been sending forcibly returning people to northern Iraq, it's mainly Kurdish people, in routes to sending people, flying them back to a place called Erbil. The original ones were sent back wearing flak jackets. But as if to underline the government's attitude towards these people and whether Iraq is safe, they're asked to sign up to a voluntary repatriation deal, which includes a waiver. And that waiver says that that they must agree that they acknowledge that the International Organization on Migration, which is organizing the voluntary returns, has no responsibility for me or my dependents once I return to Iraqi territory. So effectively, they have to sign a waiver which says that they agree that the government and its agents will take no responsibility for what happens to them when they return to Iraq.
And what kinds of things had happened to these people when they left Iraq and caused them to leave Iraq and come to Britain?
Well, most of them came to Britain during the Iraqi war, and at the time of they were fleeing the invasion, or they were fleeing from before. Some of them date back to the time of Saddam Hussein, were fleeing from Ba'athist persecution. Since then, the chaotic nature of the country. Now, I've spoken to the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. I spoke to them last night about the letter once it had been passed to me, and they said that their official advice was to governments was that it was not advisable to send people back to central and southern Iraq because it was impossible for the government to guarantee policing, law and order and judicial process. Which I find is alarming. You think that this government should act in that way. Also, I spoke to the Refugee Council last night, and they said Donna Covey, the chief executive, described the contents of the letter as a particularly shocking example of the government's policy of using destitution to starve people into leaving the country. So it's quite a sharp change of policy by the government, and one which will have reverberations.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.